Hello, this is Jerry Pippin, and it's an exciting night for UFO fans. That's people who follow UFOs and ufology in general. In Sholo, Robert Miles, the producer and writer of the Fast Walkers documentary, which is an exciting documentary that's available on DVD as well as in widescreen high definition. He's having a premiere, the world premiere, in his hometown of Sholo, Arizona. The movie is playing a week there at the WME 5 Theater and has actually been outgrossing some of the Hollywood product. It's opening night at the complex. Dignitaries from the UFO field and audience members who were there by special invitation are about ready to come out. They'll be here in the lobby in a moment. But before we do that, let's talk to the owners and operators of the theater, Teddy and Jerry Croney. Welcome to the show, both of you.
That's quite a little complex you have there.
Yes, it is. We are very proud of it. And I have the most wonderful people up in Sholo love to go see independent films like this.
Now, how did it go tonight?
It went fantastic. We had people standing in line waiting for a no-show so they could go on in.
So it worked out really well. And the crowd loved it.
Oh yes.
And I see where the little question and answer period with quite a few people that are there. I noticed Robert Dean's there and a few others. We'll talk to all those people in a moment. I just wanted to check with you and see how the theater went as far as, I guess, sold out. You can't go any better now.
No, you can't. I mean, you know, when you only had 4 weeks to put this together. And getting all my information and then spreading the word by mouth, getting on all the radio stations, getting on the get the media, you know, our local media, and say, hey, I got something good for you. And they listened and they came and they are talking to Robert and they talked to Anthony. And
That's fantastic. It's nice talking to you. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Okay, and we'll talk to a few other people. How did it go tonight?
Went great. The response was very, very good. I just blown away by the sincerity of these people that were in the film.
The documentary Fast Walkers looked great on high definition.
It did. It looked great. And as good as I think it can look without being on film stock.
So you had a sold out house.
We did. We actually sold out last Friday.
And the name of the theater?
WME. Sholo 5. WME stands for White Mountain Entertainment.
And what street address is that?
1850 South White Mountain Road.
Okay, I know where it is. I've been there before.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Well, not to the theater, but on that road. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, we appreciate it.
They are telling me the crowd is about ready to come out, so thanks, Jerry and Teddy, for visiting with me, and good luck with the theater complex there in Sholo. They're on White Mountain Road. The WME 5. Hello, Robert Miles. You've had quite a group there, who's who in the UFO field, right there in Sholo at the theater tonight.
Jerry, I'm here with a lot of people from the event, and one of them is a very special friend of yours that you know quite well, and that's Travis Walton, and he's going to say hello to you. I'm going to put Travis on. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Travis, it's great to talk to you. The last time we talked was a long time ago, back in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Travis, I know you live in Snowflake. That's not far from Robert Miles' home there in Sholo. What are you, about 20 miles or something away? Not far.
Yeah, but this is the first time I've met him.
What did you think of this high-definition presentation of this movie? It was pretty good, huh? What did you think of it?
You know, I've really kind of stayed away from this subject a lot, so a lot of this stuff was really new to me.
Yeah, I know. I imagine it really does look good in high definition. I've seen the DVD, but I'd love to see it on a big screen. Looked pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was nice. Well done.
Well, Travis, what's new with you? What's new in your life?
A new grandbaby.
Well, that's great. That happens to us all sooner or later. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You don't get out very often, but I'm glad you did. I'm glad you came over to Sholo to do the premiere.
Yeah, I told him I'd come if I could just kind of, you know,
come in under the radar and just real quietly just watch and not speak or anything.
Well, yeah, I know you've had your own experiences with movies over the years, some of it good, some of it not so good. But I think Robert did a pretty good job on this one, don't you?
Yeah. Well, Bob Dean was walking by, and I said hi to him. And that, he didn't know about my plan, so he went up front and introduced me to everybody. So,
oh, Travis, it's always, always great talking to you, and we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. I'm glad you made it to the movie. And, you know, I drove through Snowflake once, but I couldn't find you. You were out. Maybe we'll meet again soon. Who knows?
Well, and here's Robert.
Thanks for talking to me, Travis. Okay, now, Robert Miles, come on, tell me how it really went. It sounds exciting. How did it go?
Oh, it went fantastic. We had a great premiere. We had a sellout crowd. And the movie has been held over and will run through Thursday. And it's just a wonderful experience. But I got some great people here that want to say hello to you. This fellow I'm going to introduce next, he stood up in the audience and told his story, Jerry, about a missile silo thing. Would you like to hear that?
Yes, I would. In fact, let's talk to a few people.
Okay, just stand by.
Hello, this is Bob Thomas.
Bob Thomas, how are you?
I'm doing quite well.
So you live in Sholo?
Yeah.
Have you had a sighting?
Well, no, I've never actually seen an extraterrestrial craft. I've seen objects that were unidentified, but who knows what they were. What my experience was that I was in the Air Force back in the early 60s, 64, and I was a crypto operator. I had a top secret crypto 205-15Q clearance. And a situation occurred one night where I had to, actually it was a day, excuse me, but I had to decrypt a message that came in and found that it had been encoded five times. That means every time I decoded the five-character sets in crypto, I had to redo that five different times to get it into clear text. And what the message was about was that a extraterrestrial, and this is what the message basically said, was that an extraterrestrial craft had hovered over a missile silo at Malmstrom Air Force Base, that would be near Minot, North Dakota, and had scrambled the codes so it had no trajectory for where it was going anymore. It didn't know where to go. And that it had also powered down the missile silo. Anytime a SAC base has a covert action taken against it, all the other bases are notified so that in case it's a worldwide situation to take down our nuclear response at that time, you'd be notified to be on alert for something happening. I had to take this message and put it in a locking briefcase, handcuff it to my wrist, put on a 45, and go find the base commander. That's what the Q clearance stands for. You can go any, you're qualified for any place on the base. And I had to deliver that to him, and he took the message, read it, burned it. He and I were the only two on the base to see it.
Now you weren't actually at Malmstrom Air Force Base. You were stationed somewhere else, right?
I was actually stationed in Texas at the time.
Uh-huh.
And,
so far as you could tell, this really didn't impact your Air Force base at all. Did you go on a high alert or something like that?
It would, except, you know, if it had been like a land force attack or something like that. But I suspect that being as it was more or less a message saying you boys can have your toys, but you're not going to play with them.
Mm-hmm. So the missile silo had nuclear missiles in them, right?
Correct, correct.
And they actually just disarmed them.
They shut the power down so you could not launch the missile and scramble the coordinate codes in the missile itself, which they did first, and then shut the power down so that the missile would not have any place to go.
When did this happen?
It was sometime in late 64. before. I have since heard and discovered that also occurred in 67. But the second time they shut down a whole wing or eight silos, and then they also did it in Russia to the Russian ICBMs.
But
in that case, they almost set off a set the rockets off because the Russians didn't have the backup redundancy that our system.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Basically, it was UFOs, ETs, giving a message about nuclear weapons to us, I guess to humanity.
Well, extraterrestrials basically saying you can have your toys, but we're not going to let you play with them.
How about you personally? Have you had any other experiences with UFOs or ETs or anything like that since then?
Oh, well, don't really want to.
Okay, we'll probably talk to you about that one of these days. You know, you live close to there. We'll stop by and see Robert Miles sometime. Maybe we can get together. Speaking of Miles, in Sholo, you saw the premiere. What did you think of the movie?
The movie was something the American people all need to see. I learned, first of all, the fact that this message I decoded would say an extraterrestrial craft when the military has been saying there's no such thing.
Yeah, right. So it's pretty evident then.
Somewhere in there I got the idea that maybe they're lying to us.
Anybody discuss this with you later?
No, like I said, the base commander and I were the only two on the base. It was basically an eyes-only message.
Well, we basically have
on individual basis, I've told people about it, but not to a large audience ever, because I do, at that time, I had to sign a non-disclosure, keep my mouth shut type deal. But since then, discovering the fact that they're lying to us all the time, I feel that that contract has very little, if any, meaning.
And you had no ramifications from anybody? Nobody's called you on it since then?
No.
Okay, well, thanks again. Now, you live in Sholo?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be coming through there to talk to Robert, and we'll try and get a hold of you, okay?
Very good. Well, let me get the phone back.
Okay, fine.
Hold on.
How you doing, Jerry Pippin?
Okay.
We've got a lobby full of people here, excited people talking with Steve Bassett, talking with Jim Delatoso. So I'm going to have a lady named Santera talk to you next, and she just watched the film, and I want to get her reaction for you. All right, Santera, this is Jerry Pippin. Jerry Pippin, this is Santera. She just seen the movie.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Santera. How are you? I heard Robert say Oklahoma. That's true. That's where I am. But the show is heard around the world. Welcome to the program. And do you live in Sholo?
I sure do.
And why did you come to the movie?
I came to the movie to support the movie because I think it's time for people to become aware of what's been going on for a long, long time. And I think that this movie has been well supported in this small community that we have. They've actually extended it to next Thursday, and they were actually going to play it one night.
Yeah, I understand they had a full house tonight.
They had a full house.
Hey, why don't you give me a little quick review of the movie? I mean, in other words, tell me what you think of it.
Well, I think that the movie gave insight to what's happening, but not only insight. It had a number of different people, including a Catholic priest or pontiff from Italy,
yes.
That spoke and gave his views on it, and it's like everybody around the world here is in tune with what's going on, except us here in the United States.
Have you had a sighting or a contact?
Oh, I sure have.
You have?
Many, many, many.
Now, you're getting me interested. You know, when I come to Sholo one of these days to visit Robert Miles, we're going to have to look you up. I'm going to have to find out about this story. And make sure Robert knows how to get a hold of you so we can find out about these experiences, okay?
Okay.
Let me ask you this much. I mean, we've got to move on with other people here, but you picked my... You piqued my interest. Did you have contact with an ET?
I've had contact. I've been taken on ships. I've also had government has abducted me.
Now, you're not the first one we've had on the air to tell us that the government comes right behind the ETs and makes contact again. Did this happen to you?
Yes, and actually the ETs, I don't consider it in an abduction. I consider it a friendly interaction.
I've had people like Leah Haley tell me that the black ops people, our people, they were actually rougher and harder to deal with, more violent than the ETs.
Yes, very.
That's been your experience.
Yes.
I tell you, we're going to have to get back with you and follow this up. Did they tell you where they're from?
Who?
Oh, the ETs. Well, the government, too. I mean, either one, both.
They don't tell you a whole lot.
Yeah, I understand.
But as far as where they're from, we can't even quite understand where they're from because we're not in that.
In other words, I guess you think they're interdimensional?
Oh, yes. Very definitely.
Okay, thank you very much for being on the show, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
We are talking with people in Sholo, Arizona at the premiere of the Fast Walkers high definition documentary. The biggest secret ever is about to be revealed. Fast Walkers, UFO and alien disclosure.
Words you were never meant to hear.
It's clear we're dealing with a cosmic Watergate.
This is the biggest secret in the history of the human race, the known modern history of government.
Photos you were never meant to see. Video you never knew existed. People you were never meant to meet.
As Jack Nicholson would say, you can't handle the truth.
Essentially everything that you would want to know has been covered up.
Things you were never meant to know about.
No one has produced a higher quality, better produced DVD anytime, anywhere. Fast Walkers now available on DVD for only $19.95 at shopjerrypippin.com. We are talking with people in Sholo, Arizona at the premiere of the Fast Walkers high definition documentary. And it's outdrawing some of the Hollywood product. That's pretty good. As you can hear, people in the background, they're pretty excited about it all. They're all milling around in the lobby after the presentation talking about it.
Hello.
Hello. Our next guest is Castera. You live in Prescott, I think. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I've come out of hiding to be at this wonderful film premiere, which speaks the truth that we all need to hear. And I thought I was the only one who resonated in that. The film is absolutely marvelous.
You have all these people at this premiere from Sholo, Arizona, a small town. Were you aware that there were that many people that had experiences with ETs and UFOs? I mean, that many people in this little town, in this area?
No, I hadn't. And I drove from Prescott in Arizona, which is 4 hours, and I just knew I didn't want to come. I felt I had to be here. It was important to contribute what I know and to learn that there are more of like mine.
So you do make speeches and appearances about these experiences you've had.
Yes, because I met a very special teacher who is not from this planet and entrusted a lot of the information of our planetary history with me, and including the language. And it was the language we used to speak here, the whole planet, the whole Earth. Before the Tower of Babel. It is based on within the vibration of the sound currents of existence. And I knew I need to get it out to the people where it belongs.
I assume you have a website, right?
Yes, I do, but it's going to be redone. It's not professional.
Now, what was that name again?
Kastara, K-A-S-T-A-R-A, and that's based on the universal language.
I wanted to ask you about the origin of that name. I mean, it's not exactly Sue or Sally.
Exactly, or Bob.
Right.
There's only one called Sarah.
I mean, do you feel like you're an extraterrestrial or a hybrid?
No, I'm an Earth grunt. I've cycled in and out so many times trying to get the truth and justice. So I'm absolutely delighted that Bob has so brave. He's getting the knowledge out there. And all the people are joining. You know, they're standing up.
Okay, thank you. I enjoyed talking to you and hearing about your experiences and your life. Maybe we'll meet again. What did you think of the movie?
Oh, the movie. Towards the end, I just wanted to get up and cheer. I had to control myself. It was wonderful. It was just what we needed to hear.
Okay, thank you. We are visiting the Fast Walkers high-definition documentary on the big screen preview going on in Sholo, Arizona. And the crowd loved it, and we have several UFO dignitaries on hand for the premiere tonight, including Wendell Stevens. Wendell, it's good to talk to you. So you came all the way up to see the movie. Well, what did you think?
Oh, I think they did a good job. It's a marvelous job. It's all in high-D. HD also, but they got a good interview with everybody. I thought it was a great movie.
And the crowd, I mean, that's a sold-out crowd. That's pretty good, right?
That's right, yeah. They sold out and had to move it to a bigger theater, and they sold that out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when they first announced it, Wendell, they didn't know if they would have a very big crowd or not. They didn't know if they'd have many people. Then the next thing I hear, they had to move it to a bigger theater. Now it's going to be there for an entire week. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
In fact, I understand it's outdoing in ticket sales some of the Hollywood product. Wendell, did you get a chance to answer any of the people's questions tonight?
I didn't answer any. There were some good questions, though, about why the government doesn't reveal this information and what.
Yeah, I know. You and I have done some pretty good shows about that. But I tell you what, why don't you kind of recap your idea on why they don't?
Well, I think that they're not allowed to by the forces behind the government. The military-industrial complex probably is involved, and the secret hidden government behind our government don't want it revealed yet. And they're the ones that turn the screws on the pressure.
Well, now you've been around a long time, and we've talked about a lot of stories, a lot of things you've done. I mean, remember one time you told me about throwing away some important information by accident at Wright-Patterson? Don't you remember you told me that? And you've actually had your own UFO encounter, too. You were in a private plane at the time. You weren't in the Air Force. I don't guess you saw anything officially.
Yeah.
Over the years, I take it from knowing you so well, Wendell, that you believe there are lots of people out there, lots of ETs.
Yeah, I've been at this for over 60 years, and I have investigated over 100 cases of personal contact with Earth humans, extraterrestrial contact with Earth humans, that went on and on with the same ETs returning over and over to the contactee, and changed their lives forever, caused changes in their course of their lives. I was absolutely convinced that they're extraterrestrial because they're not like Earth humans at all. And of that number of cases, say let's round it to 100, only 2 could have been coming from the same place on the same business.
Wow.
Which tells me that if my sampling is correct, which probably is reasonably good, 98% of the contacts are all different from all of the others, and this is getting into infinite variety, like the leaves on a tree and snowflakes, no 2 snowflakes the same. There's something about our planet here that is attracting other intelligent beings, and they recognize and come to see what's going on.
You think it's all friendly?
Well, no, it's all shades of gray, but by far the majority of them are friendly. There are a few hostile ones. They haven't harmed anybody that I know of. I personally hear of cases of abductions where they're not returned, but I personally have never been involved in any of those personally. All the cases I examined were benevolent beings that treated their Earth contactees very well.
Wendell, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you in Laughlin again this year for sure.
Hey, good deal. We'll look forward to it.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
That was Wendell Stevens, really one of the premier UFO investigators. In fact, he's the first guy I ever talked to on the air doing UFO shows. That goes back a ways. When we come back, we'll be talking with a man who has been investigating the famous Phoenix Light sightings since 1997. He has lots of scientific gear, lots of scientific research into the photos taken that night. So don't go away. But first, let's take a little time out to tell you about another great DVD for sale. ShopJerryPippin.com. We are fast becoming the point of purchase, the place of record for the top DVD documentaries on UFOs.
Fast Walkers, UFO and Alien Disclosure.
Words you were never meant to hear, photos you were never meant to see, video you never knew existed, people you were never meant to meet, things you were never meant to know about.
Out in the universe, they were horrified. They said, oh my God, the kids have found the matches.
We are being engaged as a planet and as a species by other beings.
The biggest secret in the history of our world is about to be revealed.
We're dealing with a big, big story. As I said, if it was that simple, it would probably been out sometime.
No one has produced a higher quality, better produced DVD anytime, anywhere. On sale now.